Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome back to the EPL Roundtable. I'm your host, Kevin DeVries, and as always, if you'd like to reach us at the podcast, you can do so by either tweeting us at EPL Roundtable or emailing us at eplroundtable@gmail.com. All right, now joining us is Jay from the Eagles Beak. You can find them also at theeaglesbeak.com, where I write from time to time. Jay, pleasure to have you with us talking about Crystal Palace. We'll start off with today. It's deadline day. Are we expecting anything from Palace?
Hello, Kev. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, we were hoping for some deals today. We were led to believe that we had a lot of interest in signing Jack Wilshere, but he's actually in the last hour or so confirmed that he's signed for Bournemouth on loan. So I'm not really sure on that one. You know, injury prone, but he's obviously looking for first team football, so it could have been a good deal for us. We are looking for a midfielder after losing or after selling Yannick Bolasie to Everton and Mile Jedinak, who's gone to Aston Villa. So we've got a couple of slots there, and as things stand, we're actually not looking to do any more deals as far as I can see. I mean, we've got just under 3 hours left of the deadline as we record this, and I am aware that there are players at the training. Staff at the training grounds trying to get deals done. I think the only other one that we might be pushing through is James McCarthy from Everton. Now, latest news was that it wasn't really going to go much further than a couple of inquiries that we made. But with the breaking news just now that Everton have agreed a fee for Moussa Sissoko from Newcastle United, might actually free up James McArthur to make a move, which would only be a loan move, I believe, until the end of the season. But we'll see. I think we do really need another midfielder to come in. But as things stand, I think as I spoke before the podcast, that Palace will struggle to get a 25-man squad named. Obviously, youth players don't qualify. So as things stand at the moment, we're going to struggle to name a 25.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. The other motion we've seen from you today are a whole bunch of outgoings of your promising youngsters. Why don't you talk us through those deals?
Yeah, well, I think the big one is Johnny Williams has gone to Ipswich Town on loan for about a 46th time. I kid there. I think it's four straight now he's gone on loan there. So wish him well. Personally, I'd like to see him stay at Palace to fight for a place. Obviously, you know, we need bodies to get into that 25-man squad, and he would have been one. After his performance for Wales in the European Championships, I was really hoping to see him kind of push on at Palace. And we say this every year with Johnny Williams, in that, you know, he's so highly rated, but he tends to go out on loan for more experience, more game time. He just always seems to get injured. He got injured in pre-season for us, so missed quite a bit of pre-season, which was a real shame. But it's really, we talk about it too much, Johnny Williams and being injured, which is a real shame. But hopefully, you know, he can have game time with Ipswich, which he probably will. Also a highly rated winger, which I was hoping again to come through ranks, but probably about right that he gets a loan deal to a Championship side. Sully Kaikai, he's had a couple of loan deals out to Shrewsbury Town last season and the season before. He's now signed a loan deal at Brentford, which is good, I think. Championship football, it's a next level up. Let's see how he does there. And I think, again, another highly rated youngster gone on loan for much valued experience. And another one that's gone on loan is a highly rated defender, Luke Kroll, who's gone on loan to Exeter City down in League Two. So obviously watch with interest those few signings, and I'm pretty sure we'll have a few other youngsters going out on loan to get some game time. But for me, the transfer window has been excellent for Palace so far, so relatively happy. Probably just one or two spots that we needed to fill, but you can understand that we may not actually quite get there.
Yeah. All right, well, you had been busy earlier in the window making some pretty big signings, including yesterday when you signed Loic Ramey. First of all, how pleased are you with getting him into the club? And secondly, how do you think you'll use both him and Benteke, who you'd also signed previously?
Yeah, very happy with that signing. Very low on the ground in terms of naturally gifted goal scoring strikers. We struggled scoring goals last season. So to bring Benteke in, first of all, for a club record fee, it's brilliant. You know, a natural goal scorer. And he's got a lot more to his game as well, which is good. And adding Loic Ramey to the mix as well, I think just gives us makes us a bit more dangerous up front. Connor Wickham's still at the club, so he's probably going to be the third choice striker now. And I believe we will continue to play the lone striker role. I think, as we've seen Ramey play for Newcastle, QPR, and Chelsea before, that he could play as one of those kind of front three, a bit more wide and supporting Benteke. So I would probably suggest that we're going to kind of do that a little bit more and switch him around every now and again. But I think we will continue at lone striker unless he plays just off Benteke. Who knows in Pardew's little world? That remains to be seen. But I think it's a really good sign and gives us a lot more options up front going forward. We needed goal scorers and we've brought in two proven goal scorers. So that's really good.
Yeah, also, you did lose Bolasie. You replace him with Townsend, at least on paper. You did get a lot of money for Bolasie, which probably enabled you to bring in one of those forwards. What do you make of that whole kind of shift?
I mean, it's a shame because the way we play is with two wingers, and that's been key for us for the last couple of seasons. However, when you look back at it, maybe that was a little bit of our downfall last season. Second half of last season, teams probably started to work us out a little bit. And when Zaha and Bolasie weren't quite on top of their game, it does make the rest of the team have to work that much harder. Yannick Bolasie was great, very unpredictable. It'd be interesting to see how he does at Everton. But for me, 25 million, which rises to about 30 million of add-ons, it's too much to turn down for a club like Palace. It really is. And it sounds silly, but I don't want us to end up being a selling club. But I think the price is right. I think every player has a price. We saw Leicester selling Kante, champions selling arguably their best player last season, selling him to Chelsea. Every player has their price. And Bolasie, I think, getting on to, his late 20s, unpredictable as he is, he was one of these players that makes fans stand up, but very frustrating as well. When you know that he can do better than he does sometimes, that is frustrating. So with a price tag on his head, it'd be interesting to see how the Everton fans take to him. A little bit different from when he came to us. We bought him from Bristol City, very small fee, young player, no pressure as such, and we've seen him grow over a period of seasons, which the players that like that don't really kind of get the pressure as do the ones with big price tags. But you mentioned Andros Townsend. We signed Andros Townsend quite a while before we sold Bolasie, actually, so I don't believe he was ever going to be a replacement for Bolasie, but we haven't actually replaced that role. Although I do, looking at the side that we played on Saturday, there could be a few changes in the way that we play and the way we our direction on the pitch a little bit more now. So we may not play without and out wingers quite so much. Zaha is a true out and out winger. Townsend, yeah, but he cuts inside an awful lot. He can play the number 10 roles. We've seen a lot more direct than Bolasie ever was, and Zaha to a certain respect, and obviously can score goals more so. So that he's got that in his locker. So I would argue that that's probably an upgrade from our perspective. A bit more quality and a few more goals chipping in throughout the season, which is something again that I mentioned earlier we missed a lot. At the same time, we signed another problem position was goalkeeper. And I've been so impressed with Steve Mandanda. He's played two games for us against Blackpool in the week last week and against Bournemouth on Saturday. And he just oozes confidence. He really does. And it's something that we've missed in the goalkeeper role for such a long time. Well, since Sproni were kind of started to be phased out of the side, really. But then sometimes he did lack a little bit of confidence in the area. But I can't say too much about Sproni because he's a club legend now. But Mandanda is already a fan favourite. Got his own chance already. And he's good with both feet, very confident on the ball, likes to come out of his area with the ball. I mean, on Saturday, I thought he was going to dribble up the pitch like you do on a FIFA game sometimes when you're winning, you know, 3 or 4 nil. You want to try and make your keeper score. It looked like it was going to start roaming up the pitch a little bit. So very happy with that signing. All in all, you know, with Tompkins as well coming in, he will end up replacing Delaney in the long term, I think. Very valid, good replacement. I think we've had a very good transfer window, perhaps one of our best. It may not be over. I'd like to see us get another midfielder in just to cover those players that have kind of gone out and get another body in to help us reach that 25-man squad.
Yeah, you name-dropped Tompkins there, who I do think will be very good for you going forward. I want to talk a little bit about Mandanda, who's a very unfortunate in a very unfortunate situation with the national team, as he just happened to come along at the same time as Lloris. Otherwise, he'd have a lot more caps. But you do sign him. He's a tremendous keeper. He's been terrific in France for years. What have you made of him thus far, and what are you expecting going forward?
As I was saying, it's a real, real big addition for us. It could arguably be our signing of the summer. He really could. Even, you know, we paid a lot of money for Benteke. You know, you pay that money for something that, you know, you expect to have. A fee of around $2 million for a goalkeeper who was at Marseille for 10 years, majority of that time he was their captain. A goalkeeper as a captain says an awful lot about what you're going to get from a player for me. From a goalkeeper, you want the player to organise the back line, scream and shout at the back line, be in charge, be confident in the area and come for crosses, balls, stuff like that. And Mandanda is everything we've missed from having... last season was a massive problem for us. Sprony never really got a look in, so it was either between McCarthy and Hennessy. Hennessy made so many mistakes last season, but still kept the number one jersey. McCarthy has now been sold to Southampton, and he's Southampton's number two. And he made mistakes as well when he came in to replace Hennessy. Hennessy was injured for Saturday's game against Bournemouth, which was just the perfect excuse to get Mandanda in the side. And as I mentioned, he just oozes confidence. You could argue that he could have done better with that first goal against Bournemouth, but wasn't particularly well protected by the fullback who didn't cover the attacker. But rest of the game, absolutely superb. He had a Callum Wilson was put through a one-on-one. And for me, Hennessy would have struggled to come off his line because he sits back so far. Mandanda was out like a flash and straight onto Wilson. And just crowded him out, saved the shot, parried the shot, and was able to pick up the rebound, which, you know, just goes to show exactly what we're getting from the keeper and organises the back line. The back line looked a lot more organised from having that behind them, having the confidence in a keeper, knowing what he can do, good with both feet, happy to use the ball with his feet, which is excellent. You know, he didn't always kick it upfield. You know, he liked to, you know, pass it out with his feet, or, you know, it's just refreshing to have that in, you know, behind your back line, really. And I'm really happy that he chose us. I believe there were several clubs across Europe that were interested in signing him, so it's a bit of a coup for us to actually get him on board, and to see him play in the flesh. Like I say, he played the whole 90 on Tuesday against Blackpool and again against Bournemouth, and I'm hoping that number one jersey stays with him now.
All right, well, with all of this business done, what are your expectations now come the end of the season?
Well, for me, I think we've done enough to finish mid-table, really, in terms of, you know, the personnel that we've managed to bring in. Obviously, last season we struggled big time with injuries. I can't imagine, touch wood, that we're going to have the same kind of scenario this season. I've never known a season like it. So, you know, we've got a good squad of players here who, you know, we've added real quality, and that quality comes into the first team, and that drops down, you know, that bit of quality onto the bench, which is exactly what you need from a competitive squad in the Premier League. So I'm hoping that we can finish, you know, in or around 10th, 11th, 12th place, that I'll be happy with that this year. There's no reason if we get Benteke and Remy scoring goals, there's no reason why we can't push for a top 10 finish, maybe. Maybe I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself, but, you know, seeing Benteke play on Saturday, he showed glimpses of all the attributes that we've kind of missed from a front man. Agility for a big guy, good on his feet, likes to use the ball, have a shot from the edge of the area, things like good, you know, with his head as well. I'm just hoping we can learn to use him properly in a way that will, you know, we'll play to his strengths, basically. And Remy there as well. excellent. And Mandanda shoring up the back line. I think a mid-table position is probably the least we can expect.
All right, fair enough. Well, thank you so much for doing this. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Kev. Yeah, just check out the Eagles Beak. We're a Palace fan site, but we do talk a lot of football. Got a lot of writers that do plenty of stuff. Got content online pretty much every day of the week. So go and check us out. Leave your comments. Share on Twitter, Facebook, whichever you want to do. But you can get in touch with me on Twitter, mostly at the Eagles Beak.
All right, thanks again. I'm sure we'll speak soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.